In Iraq this week, Vice President Dick Cheney spent the night at Camp Spiker, just outside Tikrit. Cheney told troops there he vowed to stay on the offensive despite growing opposition to the war back at home.
Success in that effort depends on Iraq's leaders themselves, and the ultimate solution in this country will be a political solution.
In Washington, House members are expected to vote on a new bill to fund the Iraq war tonight. This version would only fund the war through July. Hoping to weigh in on the debate over how much longer troops should stay in Iraq is Muwaffaq al-Rubai. He's Iraq's national security advisor, and he's been meeting this week with anti-war lawmakers to persuade them to keep the military in Iraq. I asked Rubai how he made his case.
Basically, what I told them that we have walked the marathon here for the last 4 or 5 years, and we are almost there to the finishing line. We are walking the last mile of the to the finishing line. I can see the success. I can feel it happening. I asked them and I pleaded to them not to pull the rug from underneath us.
How are you convinced that there's just such a short stretch left?
We have achieved a lot in the last 4 years. We need to do some reaching out to the Sunni community, and we are doing this. We are really, if you like, aggressively reaching out to those insurgents, and we are getting most of the Iraqi people with us, and the overwhelming majority of the Iraqis now are fighting al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
How persuasive do you think you've been so far?
I think because I know most of the people in the hill, and they know my background, and we have worked together for years and years before the liberation of Iraq and after that. I think I have a lot of credibility with a lot of lawmakers, and they mean well. They mean well, but I think there is a lot of politicking and there is a lot of political game here. And also they are being led by the public opinion rather than leading the public opinion.
So have you been able to change anyone's mind this week?
I claim that I made a very, very strong case. And I believe there are some lawmakers who have revised their position. And we made some progress here.
Could you possibly name some names?
I'm sorry, I can't disclose that because I've seen many of them, but many important people, many key figures on both sides of the House and in the Senate.
Your mission here has been to persuade the minds of others. I'm curious whether or not, in any of the conversations you've had here, have they changed your outlook on the situation in Iraq?
They have. They certainly have, and I've been very interactive with them. And we in Iraq did not see very clearly the seriousness of this debate and the consequences of what might happen if they decide to precipitous withdrawal or even putting a timeline for withdrawal. That's why, we have changed. I have changed my position, and I understand their position very, very well. I'm going to take it back to my prime minister and to my government, and we are going to seriously consider what is going on in Washington. And we're determined. We've already decided, and we're very determined to move ahead on political progress and make a political progress in the next few months.
Muwaffaq al-Rubai is Iraq's national security advisor. He joined us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much indeed for having me.